Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to another special edition of Red Pill News. My name is Zach Payne. As always, they call me the corruption detector. And today I am joined once more by Dr. Bruce Fong from Neutronics Labs. Doc, I'm so sorry about my voice. I went to the coaster park with my daughter, Universal, this past weekend, and I guess I was screaming a little bit more than I realized.
Oh, I mean, kind of looks like you had a great night karaoke or something. It's all good to me. You sound great, bud. No worries.
Okay, good, good. If you can deal with it, then we'll be fine. All right. So, well, listen, I wanted to have you back here on the show because I had a lot of people reaching out to me about your last appearance. You know, I've been wanting to do a series on men's health for a very, very long time. And, you know, I mean, the problem is that there's a lot of people out there who look like they might know a lot, but you never really can tell. And when we got introduced to each other, I thought to myself, you know, Dr. Bruce, I want to have this guy on the show. He's the real deal. He knows what's going on. So just for anybody who was not here for our last interview, give us a little bit of information about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so I'm Bruce Fong. I'm an osteopathic physician. I practice integrative internal medicine in Reno, Nevada at our clinic, which is the Sierra Integrative Medical Center. If you ever want to reach out to me, it's www.sierra, which is S-I-E-R-R-A, integrative, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-I-V-E, all one word, .com. Yes, and you're going to ask me, Zach, yeah, I've got used to spelling that because that is a tongue twister. But anyway, if you guys ever want to reach out to me, that's where I'm at. I grew up with a lot of, if you will, Oriental Chinese type traditional medicines. I, had a mom who actually was very ill at one point that Western medicine was not able to help. And, through the providence of Dr. Tang, who she eventually married, he was able to find combinations of homeopathy and other integrative techniques, as we would call them today, to get her better. And so I grew up with all that. And of course, they started a clinic, which was very bold back in the 70s to start an alternative medicine clinic in California. And that eventually grew into a clinic that moved here to Reno, Nevada, and then ultimately became what we have now as Sierra Integrative Medical Center. So it's a generational clinic where we're at. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that last time.
Yeah. And so I myself, of course, I went through an osteopathic medical school for 4 years. And in any case, anybody doesn't realize that osteopathic physicians are fully licensed physicians, just like MDs. And I went through a year of rotating internship, which is like a first year of family practice. And then I went on to do 3 years of internal medicine in Las Vegas. And I've been in practice here in Reno ever since.
So there at Sierra, you guys will treat any and all patients, or are you focusing specifically on men's health?
Well, we actually treat a lot of patients. Actually, we've kind of become a little bit of a niche where we've treated a lot of patients with a lot of chronic neuromuscular issues, and in that's kind of leaned us more into. And what we do here, of course, is to find the underlying issue with the patient, and a lot of times we find underlying infections. So we've actually dealt with a lot of things like Lyme disease. I think you're a contagious act.
Sorry about that.
Excuse me. Honestly, there's allergies out here that hit me a little bit. But you know, we've been dealing with things like Lyme disease. We deal with a lot of things that actually will pertain to our talk today. We look for environmental toxins in patients, metal toxicities, chronic chemical issues, and ultimately even just trying to find things like even like if there's mold or mold toxins in somebody. We work all that stuff up. So the bottom line is we try to look for the underlying cause for somebody's problem, and we try to diagnose those things and try to work them up and work from it from the ground level up to get rid of a problem. And then, of course, all the products from Nutronics Labs, we use them to build the patient back up, both foundationally and for specific reasons like we're going to talk about today.
Well, I mean, this is so important because, you know, we kind of spoke last time about the general sort of distrust that exists today in Western medicine, because people felt that their doctors kind of abandoned them, gave them bad advice during the pandemic. And all too often, people will revert to just the pharmacopoeia. You know, I mean, the pharmaceutical treatments for things, which really, at the end of the day, isn't addressing those underlying issues that you're talking about. But there are things that exist in nature that are synergistically interacting with your body that will, in fact, address those underlying issues. And then you don't necessarily need to move to a prescribed medication. But you can take things that will help your body start moving and get going again. And I know that poor blood circulation is something that you guys have focused on specifically. I mean, what does that do? I mean, you don't really hear doctors saying, hey, you know, we're going to give you a drug that's going to make your blood flow better. Like they you know, we're going to give you Plavix or we're going to give you Lipitor or something like that.
So again, remember, every time we talk about blood or the blood vessels, we're talking about circulation. But what does circulation really mean? It's not just moving blood around for the sake of moving blood around. Moving blood around, blood transports everything that we need. So we will transport oxygen in particular and nutrients and even factors that allow our body to maintain itself or even better itself through the blood. And if that, and then of course the return flow is to get rid of the waste products, which are things that can affect our tissues if we don't move them well away. It also takes the deoxygenated blood, which is carbon dioxide, typically is the easiest way to think about that. And we have to cycle all that stuff out through various other organs. The carbon dioxide is exchanged for oxygen in the lungs. The liver cleans out the blood from other waste products and then excretes things, as well as the kidney. So our circulation, if we didn't have it, we would not obviously be able to live. But at the same time, very importantly, think about it that the less circulation you have, the less ability to do all these various functions. And in particular, when we don't have circulation and we're talking about maintaining our health and being able to age as, I don't want to use the word as gracefully, I'm saying as in the best way that we can.
Yes.
We're restricting our ability to move things in our body that we're already, as we grow a little older, we start to have less and less of these compounds in the body to begin with. And now we have a decreased capability of bringing them to the tissues. Well, that's obviously a recipe for disaster that we can try to prevent here.
Yeah, well, so what are some things that people can do to kind of make that process keep working naturally?
So honestly, our body a lot of times will try to lay down new blood vessels, say if the old blood vessels are starting to get plugged. We see that phenomena
really
in various places in the body. One of the biggest places we see it is actually in the heart, that as we notice some of our main arteries in our heart, the coronary arteries starting to block up. What happens is that you'll start making collateral circulation from from one of the other arteries to make sure a certain part of the heart is properly perfused. So without this pump, the circulation is completely nil, as I'm sure everybody kind of knows.
Mm-hmm.
So the body makes a big effort to make sure that this muscle, the heart, actually gets the blood flow first. So in case you didn't know it, blood comes in from the right side, gets pumped into the lungs. The lungs exchange the carbon dioxide for oxygen, and the oxygen comes back. And the first place that that oxygenated blood is pumped out of the blood, out of the heart, the first place it goes to is to the heart muscle that actually pumps it. So it's that important. So again, pumping it all to the other tissues in the other tissues, we do have some of that, the angioneogenesis, if you will, just building new blood vessels if the circulation is kind of worn. But how about we think about, in the other term, instead of putting ourselves down to where we have to start growing new blood vessels, how about we actually try to maintain the ones we have better?
Yeah.
That's something we want to talk about today. So before I get into the product today, obviously, we there's things we can do, to turn around and, in our lifestyle that can help with circulation. And honestly, think about this. What's the term everybody uses when they start to stretch or they take a walk or they exercise or something like that? It's, hey, I'm trying to get my blood flow going.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? You actually are getting your blood flow going because as you pump your muscles, as you actually really exercise, and you don't have to exercise really hard, but the whole point is, everybody talks about cardio that helps to, maintain the circulation in one sense that you're consistently pumping it and you're training your body to have endurance. But also resistance exercise for the various muscles. And it doesn't have to be very heavy, but a little bit of resistance exercise all the way through arms, legs, whatever. This also helps the circulation in those particular muscles to be, and other parts of the body, obviously, to be much better. So obviously, you got to watch your diet. You don't want to eat things that we know that are going to plaque up your blood vessels. a lot of attention more recently has been on things like the sugars. I mean, actually, starchy foods, sugar, that actually glycosylates, which actually it's a scary process. You can think about sometimes that you get so much sugar in your system, you can't regulate it. that sugar actually starts to take the place of your cells. In fact, your cells become infiltrated with this. It's in a process called glycosylation, and
wow,
that's one of the biggest problems that we see. So that's going to mess up your blood vessels as much as eating a lot of the bad fats and all this other stuff. So again, I think we got to be very mindful of all of our diets, and of course, always consult with your healthcare professional about your individual needs. But again, these are things we should keep in mind. Things like hydration. our clinic does tons of intravenous infusions for various purposes. And it's interesting that as we're trying to access people's veins on a daily basis, one of the biggest issues is if they're dehydrated, those veins shrink down. Uh-huh. So if we keep ourselves hydrated, we keep not only our veins, but all the other blood vessels kind of puffed up, then the circulation tends to be better. In other words, if you don't use it, you lose it kind of thing.
Sure.
If you want to maintain that. And honestly, we increase our circulation by other means that we don't that aren't immediately available. Things like if we get too stressed out, or if we're finding ourselves just going and not giving ourselves proper rest and things like that. Well, we become what we call in the vernacular of a neurologic vernacular as being overly sympathetic, and meaning that sympathetic nervous system dominance. That's the fight or flight response. Mm. That's where everything's like this all the time, and you're clamping down. You clamp down too hard, you eventually keep those blood vessels a little smaller, and they tend to remodel a little bit. If you keep being in a certain state, your body tends to remodel to that state. So you don't necessarily want that. You want to find ways to kind of de-stress yourself. You want to find ways to make sure that your circulation can be maintained better. And so again, that those things are, you can, I'm as a Christian, I'll pray. other people will meditate, do yoga, other things like that. Those are all things that are very, very good for circulation. But again, as we get older, that whole process of atherosclerosis, where you're laying down and plaquing your blood vessels, and there are, again, many mechanisms. That glycosylation thing I told you is kind of a newer thing that we're in the integrative side of things that we're looking more and more at. we'd find that things like certain heavy metals like cadmium, mm-hmm. in particular, tend to plug the blood vessels up fairly powerfully. This may be related to why smokers tend to have more problems that way. in case you didn't know, tobacco grows in soil that's very rich in cadmium.
Yeah.
And that gets imparted to the tobacco itself. Of course, you chop up the leaves and you smoke it. So you're imparting cadmium into your system. So again, there's a very direct correlation with a heavy metal toxin that actually can cause problems for your blood vessel health. So what are some of the things we can do for this? Well, that's what our clinic does when, you know, we actually try to identify these various factors. We do lifestyle modifications with people. we actually have treatments. From an integrative standpoint, we actually do things like chelation, which are things that can help clean out some of the blockages in your blood vessels. So, you know, obviously certain lifestyle modifications, certain dietary modifications really, really help prevent that from occurring. Obviously, we teach about trying to get some stress abatement there, as well as helping patients more directly from various means to deal with things like sometimes there's traumas involved. But these are all things that come from a comprehensive or more integrative standpoint to really help combat these things. Now, moving into what we want to talk about today, there are some, compounds that are available. And again, being a Christian, I always give credit and glory to God.
Amen.
He's put stuff out there for us. And one of the things that we've discovered is there's a compound called, the plant is officially called Uricoma, which is really, this is one of those spelling bee ones. It's Eurycoma, longifolia. This is a specific plant that's better known by its more common names, such as longjack
and
tongkatli. So a lot of people have talked about this. A lot of folks have looked at this as one of the things that helps with male health, because it does help with the production and stimulation of testosterone production in the body, as well as the utilization of that testosterone. But it also, since we're talking about circulation today, there are significant studies that are out there that are kind of really starting to show what traditional Chinese medicine has always said, that this has helped with circulation. But there's a 2016 study that was published in the Journal of, I think it's Biomed Research. I'm pretty sure it's Biomed Research International. That's what it was.
Okay.
That talked about, it's interesting, we always talked about the tongkatli as something that helps circulation, but nobody's really characterized why. Does it actually cause the blood vessels to dilate? Well, yeah, it kind of does, because it does increase the presence of things in our body that actually produce nitric oxide. So to a certain degree, what that does, nitric oxide, in case you don't know what that is, folks, is the most potent vasodilator in the body. It helps to make your blood vessels relax, in particular the ones that are arterial. Remember, arterial side pushing the oxygen to your tissues. They're controlled by muscles that are not necessarily under conscious control. They're smooth muscles that kind of contract and open up as we need it to maintain blood pressure, to increase flow, that kind of thing. But the tongkatli apparently does have an effect through a nitric oxide mechanism that helps those to expand, and those relaxes those muscles so that the blood vessels themselves are more, you know, they're not compressed, so they're more wide, and they can flow more blood through them. But this study in 2016, I was just mentioning that the Journal of Biomed Research International, it actually suggested that the cytoskeletal, meaning the cellular structure of the blood vessels, seems to actually be expanding. In other words, it's actually remodeling the blood vessels to make it actually more permanently larger.
Wow.
Which is something that wasn't expected. Now, that research is needing further research to see why that's occurring. And I haven't seen another test since then, or a study published since then. But that's there. Interesting enough, the tongkatli or longjack's effects further help with, again, we talked earlier about testosterone production and or utilization in the body. But again, this is where you see the benefits in not just sexual health, but also in the ability to work out better, in the ability to, you know, basically put on lean mass to recover somewhat quicker from when you work out, of course, you're kind of damaging muscles at a microscopic level, and then you're repairing them. And then as a result of repair, you're making bigger fibers, you're making more muscle fibers. So again, that utilization of testosterone is something that the long jack, tonkai de yi, whatever you want to call it, does as well. And even more so, there's another effect, which I think helps with circulation. There's actually an effect through, it's an anti-inflammatory effect through something that we call quassanoids, which I'm not going to even attempt to spell. the bottom line, there are these compounds that are called quassanoids, and they actually helped the body to adapt to stress. And one of those adaptations is to increase the circulation, whether it's remodeling of the blood vessels like that study suggested, or it's actually just keeping more nitric oxide around to help the arterial type blood vessels be more patent. That quassanoid seems to be part of that adaptogenic effect. So we're adapting to stress is what we're talking about here. And then there's the root of the actual plant, the Uricomia longifolia, is actually touted to have anti-inflammatory properties. And when studied, there appear to be alkaloid and steroid-like compounds, and they're natural steroid compounds, so nothing like, you know, the bad stuff you sometimes hear about, like anabolics. We're talking about natural steroids, and these things all help reduce inflammation. Well, guess what inflammation tends to do with our blood vessels?
Yeah.
It actually tries to push them down because of that negative stimulus on those smooth muscles. So again, this counteracts that. So there's so many incredible effects from this one compound alone. And so, again, this is just – I can go on. You can tell I'm excited. I'm sorry. I don't want to bore anybody. But the point is that there's a lot of different things that are there. And then one more effect, again, the quassanoid thing we talked about earlier, because it's an adaptogen to stress, not only does it help with the blood vessels, but it helps to reduce our anxiety and our stress levels. So, again, all these things cycle back to help maintain that circulation at a much better pace.
Well, I mean, I can think of so many reasons why everything you just said would be a big positive, you know, not only in my life, but in pretty much everybody's lives. I mean, obviously, the world is crazy right now. Everybody is stressed out. Everybody's kind of wondering what's going to happen tomorrow or what might happen 2 weeks from now. And it makes it pretty difficult, especially when we're in these, you know, uncertain economic times and otherwise. And so to stay not stressed, to reduce that anxiety, and of course, to just perform better all around. I mean, obviously, that's going to be a major positive for anybody. Now, we spoke last time about women getting potentially products in the future as well. Are you guys any further along with that? Because, I mean, you know, obviously women are going to be just as stressed out in these crazy times. And my fiance, you know, she's got high blood pressure. I'd like for her to be a little bit more relaxed for her own good.
So, I would tell you that the product that we're talking about actually has a combination of the whatever you want to call it, long jack, tonkai de yi, the original Uricomia, longifolia. And it has about, I think, by the time you take it, the full doses, you have about 200 milligrams a day. So that does help us with male health for sure. Now, in females, again, this is helping with your circulation in particular. Although it may produce more testosterone in the female's body, it is really regulated more by, females have kind of a limited ability to make testosterone in their body. But when you're working out, there is, obviously there's a benefit of having some of that testosterone around. And if you talk to more of the integrative doctors who do hormone replacement therapy, believe it or not, they are actually focusing much more on testosterone in women. And they're finding that the testosterone utilization in women, and they're actually giving testosterone to women, is balancing out all the hormones.
Well,
and it's really interesting effect.
And this is what I was getting at, is because I know that in, you know, hormone doctor, that their practices, they will frequently, you know, do exactly what you just said, because in the increased presence of testosterone will then in turn increase the natural production of estrogen. And if this is, if this product is something that, you know, both men and women can take, I mean, obviously men for their reasons, women for their reasons, it would just make it that much more beneficial. So now, is there anything special about the LongJack itself that you guys use? I mean, I'm assuming that all LongJack is not created equal.
Okay, so we are just using LongJack like everybody else does, but there's a very big difference in Neutronics Labs because, as you probably know, most Neutronics Labs products combine the specialty ingredient, in this case, the LongJack, with our, you know, our signature, our original formulation, which is the IGF-1 Plus, which is the deer antler velvet. The deer antler velvet extract, which actually, you know, again, just to put it out there because people always get concerned, but the deer are not harmed, tranquilized. They get a little tip of their antler cut off to us. This is very sustainable. As a growing antler comes out, we have a complete growth matrix in that growing antler. So when you simply clip the end off, you extract what's out of there, and you simply cold press it, you get this brown viscous fluid, which has a complete growth matrix. Again, giving glory to God again, perfect system. And these are the same growth factors, believe it or not, that are in the presence of, I'm sorry, the same growth factors in our body when we have the presence of human growth hormone. And this is why I'm saying this is such a great thing, because we can have a lot of the benefits almost having human growth hormone in our body, which with all of its wonderful benefits. And this is the result of having growth hormone in our body, so to speak, is that you have a complete balanced growth matrix, including all kinds of things to help with. In this case, we if we're talking about muscles, we're talking about the ability to put on muscle quicker, recover from stressing or damage to the muscles quicker, the helping to build those muscle fibers quicker. And the whole part is, guess what? It's also changing metabolism. It's helping to burn up fat. So from a workout standpoint, this is a win-win when you combine that and the ability to increase the testosterone to a certain degree, as well as increasing circulation. You're getting all these factors rotating and getting to every single tissue, hopefully every single cell in your body, much more effectively. So from that standpoint, you are having all kinds of benefits. And again, the deer antler velvet also includes like about 15 other growth factors, including things for nerves, including things for bone. Actually, there's a vasoendothelial growth factor in there, which is something that actually helps grow blood vessels. So combined effect right there about the circulation. You got other factors, like there's a ton of collagen in it because it helps with the connective tissues. And so, I think I mentioned bone earlier, but the whole point is there are lots of different growth factors. And of course, there are growth factors that control the actual benefits you get from them and prevent abnormal tissue from developing. So it's just a win-win all the way around when you combine the deer antler velvet with the LongJack. And again, both males and females can use it because of that exact effect that we just talked about. There's two strengths we have. I would always, as a physician, I always believe in the lowest effective dose possible. So I would recommend people start with the lower dose, which is the 25,000. The point is, we've got the product that is just the LongJack with just the IGF, and we have two strengths. The 25,000 is a much smaller strength. It's a good place to start, and it's the same amount of LongJack, and you want to see the benefits there. And you want to see, how much it improves your not only your workout ability, but your overall feel and take on everything else in life, and how your overall health is going to be. The 300,000 that we jump up to next is really meant for those that are probably working out a lot harder. Or you in this case, remember, we're talking about athletics, but hey, talk about my clinic and my patients, people who need to recover from long-term injury. That might be a really great product depending on the particular case I'm dealing with, because I need that extra amount of the growth factors as well as the increased circulation to get it there. And if we can do that, I really think that people are going to become much better all the way around.
All right. Now, would you recommend that people take it in the morning, at night, at the exact same time? Should they take it pre or post-workout? What would be your best advice?
So my utilization of the IGF, I always use it both in the morning and the evening. So I take it twice a day. Now, as a physician, unfortunately, I have an insane schedule. I just go I go wherever I'm told, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't control my destiny that way. But so I take it when I get up in the morning, and then basically I take it before I go to bed at night is how I usually do it. But everybody's a little different. All these products are twice a day, and so the whole point is that if you want to save a dose for right before your workout, that would probably be great. Because remember, every one of these things, in this case, any liquid that comes from Neutronics Labs, is liposomally delivered. That's a fat-based delivery system, and it all goes under your tongue. Mm. So I always make that bad joke. I think I'm scaring people when I show them the bottom side of my tongue, but whatever. So the whole point is, what's under the tongue that's so special is that we have a thing called capillary beds there. They're exchange beds for the circulation. That's where things rapidly get in there. Ask anybody who's ever had chest pain, if they take nitroglycerin, they don't swallow it. They put it under their tongue. Yep. So that nitroglycerin, which is another very potent vasodilator, gets right into the bloodstream and causes the blood vessels, especially the ones around the heart in that case, to expand. So you get more blood flow and you stop having the chest pain. And so that same edic, which is used actually more around the world. We don't see it here in the United States as much, but that sublingual delivery system is extremely effective for getting whatever we want to get into the bloodstream there. I've even done my own impromptu studies on the original IGF product. We literally could measure a blood level of IGF, IGF-1 in particular. We would apply the 100,000 nanogram strength, just a single dose under somebody's tongue, and then actually take their blood, I think it's 5 minutes later, and we see a sharp spike increase in the amount of IGF in their body. Wow. And of course, there's other growth factors we didn't measure. And then by 15 minutes, we see a sharp decline, and by 30 minutes, they're back to their baseline, meaning that everything that goes in there, especially in regards to the IGF-1, gets utilized right away. Mm. This delivery system allows for up to 95 or more percent absorption, depending on other factors. And you know, basically, it's just incredible. You can get this stuff. And so you were asking me earlier why it's so special. Besides the fact that we add the IGF-1 to it, we have a delivery system that guarantees that it gets into your system and does what we're trying to tell you or what we're trying to accomplish here.
Oh, that's great. I really like the liposomal delivery. Anytime I take supplements or if there's a liposomal version of it, I always go for that because I've done my research. I know how much more potent it is. And so that's great. All right. Well, doctor, tell us where we can find it. Where obviously you guys can go to the link in the description, but please.
Anyway, I would say that, so we would go to neutronicslabs.com, NutronicsLabs, all one word, .com. And basically, we have a special that you enter a promotion code. In this case, it's just Red Pill. Just like the show, would you get substantial discounts, but if you sign up for auto ship, you get 50% off just by doing that. But when you enter that promo code, you will get any other of the Neutronics Labs products for free when you get in there with this. So
that's great.
That's a perfect opportunity to combine the long jack with more IGF, or in the case that you held up the Men's Edge for men, you can try that one, which can maximize your testosterone production and the utilization of such. Or if you got other things, we have a stress formula. We have we have formulas for weight loss. We have we actually have a formula for pets that I never talk about. Just
oh, cool.
I haven't.
I'm a dog and a cat owner, so
yeah. So we have those kind of things. So there's all kinds of things on our website. So go and check that out. I think you'll find that there are quite a few products that we've gone beyond our parent product, if you will, the original Deer Antler Velvet, that have now expanded out. Almost all the other products have some of the deer antler in there, along with if it's a liquid, it has that liposomal delivery system. So that's kind of our main claim to fame, and we're continuing to build on that experience to give all you guys the best experience that we can, the best delivery of all the compounds we're talking about to your bloodstream and to the tissues that are needed.
All right. Well, Dr. Fong, thank you again for being here. I really appreciate it. And thank you for hooking the audience up. Like he said, you can go to NeutronicsLabs.com. The link is in the description of this video. There may be a special link directly for there, but make sure you use code REDPILL and you will save 50% off with AutoShip, and you'll also get another product for free. So thank you again for being here, sir. I appreciate you stopping by.
Right, and from our founder and owner Rick Lentini, we want to always put out a special shout out to our veterans. Rick himself is a veteran of the Special Forces, and he started this company. It's veteran owned, it's veteran operated, and we always have a special place for all our veterans there. And we'll always be there for you.
All right, thank you, and to everybody at home, good luck and God bless.
God bless y'all.